810 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time to talk with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's so nice outside.
I know. We're not used to this.
What, 73 or something like
that? 73. We're not used to this at all, you know?
We can get used to it, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, it's a reminder that it's not going to be hot forever, although hot days to come, we know, but it's August.
So. It's still August.
It's greener for August, I feel like. You know, usually we're into the brown, so I know we're still in a drought, but hey, things are still keeping kind of green, so we'll
take
it. Right,
I was out at the park this weekend, and the flowers are still in full bloom, and it really looks nice out there, and it truly is a miracle that... it looks as nice as it does, considering our water situation, but they take good care of things out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what do we have going on here?
Well, so tonight is the last performance of Mid-Continent Band. So they've had their summer series all summer long out at the Hilly Band Shell. And because of the high heat, they have moved their concerts to Independence Community College campus at the William Inch Theater, and they're going to do their final performance there tonight as well. So the seats are comfortable. There's air conditioning in there. It's ADA accessible. I know that they had hoped they could be back out in the park, but it is truly hot, not only for the people who come to listen, but for the instrumentalists. When they are down deep into that band shell, there is no air that moves down there. So, it's warm. So head out to Independence Community College, William Inge Theater, tonight at 7 o'clock. You're going to see the two conductors will be Mr. Don Farthing and Brandon Hallberg. And they've had a play on words. It's the Don and Don. So Don Farthing and Brand Don, get it? And so Brandon is the new instrumental director at Independence Community College, and Mr. Farthing is my former band instructor and a great guy and has been playing in the band for years. So they're going to be the final two directors this evening, and they're going to be doing marches. And so lots of good marching band songs that you can expect to hear. So it'll be a good night. And then tomorrow... live music is back at Dickie's, so Doug Toon will be playing at Dickie's Barbecue at 6:30, and I was there last Wednesday and enjoyed the music of Brian Leedy. It was a really fun night, so if you're looking for something fun to do, there's lots of good live music in downtown Independence at all of the great bars and restaurants. They're all family-friendly, so think about that. Also on Wednesday evening is the Independence Community College Booster Club meeting. It's the kickoff for that. So even if you're not a Booster Club member, you are invited to come to the Country Club, and they'll be meeting in the small eating area, and I think kind of the off of the dining room, and they will be meeting in there. I'm sure that it's just... Dutch, buy your own dinner if you want to eat. If you don't want to eat, everybody is welcome, though. And that will be at 6:30. And so we just encourage everybody to consider joining the Booster Club. I'm going to talk later about the first football game that's coming up. So it's a great way to support our student athletes.
Going to be here before we know it.
I know it. So we talked about Dickie's. So just a shout out to the brewery. We always know they're doing fun things on Wednesdays and Thursdays with musical bingo and trivia. Like their Facebook page. They're always having... fun activities, good posts, and it's a great place, again, to take the whole family. Uncle Jack's and Turbo's are always having either live music or karaoke, and they're having good food specials. And King's Bar and Game Room has live music as well. They even actually have a sign up on the outside of their building where they post who's going to be singing in the upcoming weeks. And they're getting some new signage on the outside of their building. It's going to look really nice. This one side is already done, and the front is getting ready to be done. And then we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for them.
Hey, so that's great.
Yeah, we're excited for that. I was driving through downtown over the weekend, and I saw some guys getting out of their car. It was Sunday, actually. I think, what are they doing? And they play cornhole at King's quite frequently. And so it was Sunday afternoon, and they were all getting out of their trucks and heading over there to probably have some cornhole competition going on. So Be sure and like their Facebook page as well. Leadership Independence is a program of the Chamber of Commerce. It's an 8-month program where you receive a great overview of the community along with leadership capacity training. And the enrollment is open right now, and tuition is $350. Most employers usually pay that. $300 of it goes to all of the programming that takes place over those 8 months, and then $50 of it goes to support that individual for a lifetime through the alumni organization. So once you graduate from Leadership Independence, you automatically become an alum, and you don't pay anything to continue your membership. So if you are interested, you can go to our website at indkschamber.org and select leadership, and then underneath the menu labeled chamber, and you can sign up online, or you can look on our Facebook page. You can stop by the office and grab an application. But you need to get that done for a couple reasons, because we take the first 20 applications, and we probably already have 5 or 6 right now. And then also because application deadline is next Monday, August the 14th. And it always fills up. There's always a waiting list. So make sure you get your application in for that. Out at the college, the Fab Lab is having a guitar fabrication class. So if that's something that interests you, it's every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 8:30, from August the 15th to December the 5th. And you can create your very own guitar or bass under the instruction of the highly experienced Steve Reed. And Steve Reed is actually going to be having a ribbon cutting next week for Mr. Reed's workshop. He's opened up a guitar studio downtown, and he's selling musical instruments, selling guitars, and working on guitars. Quite the operation. So it'll be fun to celebrate him, but he's also deeply involved in this Fab Lab class. So you can go to Fab Lab ICC and get more information about that. Okay, so yes, it's still hot, which means the pool is a great place to hang out, but only until next Sunday, and then they'll be draining that puppy. So anyway, the pool has been a great place to hang out this summer for families, for kids. It's packed every time you drive by. I'm sure Coffeyville's the same way.
Yep.
And so this Sunday will be the last day to swim, so you won't want to miss out. Just remember that they'll still have Thursdays and Fridays this week from 1 to 7, which will be admission is half price Monday through Wednesday. From 4 until close, and then Thursdays and Fridays this week will be family night, so you can still get in on some special deals as they wrap up their season, and all the kids that were lifeguards this summer for their summer jobs are heading back to school.
That's right.
Little House on the Prairie, we just had a bus tour that we took out there yesterday. It's such a great place to go. I know I talk about it often, but I think there are a lot of people in the surrounding area that probably have never been out there and visited the prairie. So the Sunnyside one-room schoolhouse is out there, the Wayside Post Office, the replica of the log cabin, and a really nice gift shop, along with an opportunity to have a little petting zoo with miniature donkeys and ponies and such. And then Rhonda Stevens, who is the one who operates Little House on the Prairie, dresses in period clothing, gives great tours. She's so energetic and personable and hospitable. So it's well worth the money to head out to Little House on the Prairie. And Farmers Market is still going strong. So remember that that's every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11, and then Thursday afternoons from 5 to 7. It's a little warm on Thursday afternoons here lately, but that doesn't deter the farmers from, they're used to that. So,
oh, yeah.
So they're there. So put that on your calendar. And then this week, I'm sure Coffeyville is getting ready to do the same thing in Cherryville and Caney. But our kids are gearing up to go back to school. And in Independence, we have an Independence Goes Back to School event. Like I said, on Thursday at the Park Oval from 5:30 to 7:30. And Stuff the Bus will be giving away free backpacks. So if your kids need a backpack for school, save some money. Don't go out and buy one. They're expensive. and swing by Independence Goes Back to School and get your kids a free backpack. Also, don't worry about fixing a meal that night because they have bulldog bags that they're giving away for free. Has a hot dog in there, chips and cookie and a bottle of water. They're having free watermelon. It's perfect for a picnic in the park.
That's great.
So it fits in nicely. They're going to be having information booths and face painting and games. The IHS band, cheer, and dance team will be performing. And kindergarten through fifth grade students have had an opportunity to sign up for Spirit Camp. You can still sign up. You just are not guaranteed a t-shirt, but you can still sign up. And then they will practice in the high school gymnasium from 8 until noon that day. And then at 5:30, they will go out to Independence Goes Back to School, and they will perform with the cheer and dance team. So that will be fun. And it's a great fundraiser for the IHS Diamond Dogs. So get out and support them. It's $40. And again, you can go register for that online. There's a quilt affair going on at the museum, and it's the 36th annual one. The location for the museum is 123 North 8th. You can drop off your quilts today, and then the show will start on, the 11th through the 25th. So that the quilt show will be open in the gallery area of the museum, which is from 10 to 4, and that is a free admission. Well, it says it's... it's free to see the quilts.
Yeah.
So all of the gallery exhibits, everyone is welcome. So anyway, if you want to drop off a quilt today, it's the last day to do it, and the cost is $7 per entry. So if you have a quilt on a quilt rack laying on the bed and you're enjoying it and you want to allow others to enjoy it, then bring it to the museum. This Friday is All Wheels Night. It's the last one. It'll be in downtown Independence, as they always are, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's kids' night. Caddy Wampus will be playing downtown. We'll have some face painting going on. They're going to have Touch a Truck happening downtown, so if you're looking for something fun to do on Friday evening, 6:30 to 8:30 will be All Wheels Night, and it's the last one, so don't miss out.
Oh, no, got to get in on it.
That's right. And then we had First Friday last week, and Paul Molnar, who is the director of the theater on the campus of Independence Community College, gave a shout out about the Fine Arts Department and everything that is happening this month. And next Wednesday, August the 16th, they will hold the fall theater auditions between 4 and 6 o'clock, and community members are welcome. So you don't have to be a student, a theater student at the college. Everybody is welcome to come out and audition for the productions that they are going to be putting on in the fall. And then mark your calendars for the first performance of the season will be the 21st Annual High School 24-Hour Plays. That's on Saturday, August the 19th at 7 p.m., and both events are on the campus and the William Inge Theater. The 24-hour plays are fun. Do you know what those are?
So is it where you pretty much have 24 hours to write, like, to rehearse a play? Do you have to write it too?
Yes.
Okay, so you write, rehearse, and perform it.
Yes. It's so cool. They get in, and I mean, they start in the morning and they start doing the writing, and then they get all their actors and such selected, and then they go in and rehearse, and then bam, that evening.
That's great.
You get to see the performance. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And again, all of the performances out at the college are free. So it's a great family fun activity. Very affordable.
For sure.
Super affordable when it's nothing. As I mentioned before, Steve Reed is opening up Mr. Reed's workshop, and we will be celebrating him with a ribbon cutting at their new store at 117 West Main. We'll do the ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock next Friday, August the 18th, so you can come in and check out his shop. If you're wondering where that is, it's the location that used to be Chasing Rainbows, a scrapbook store, and it's just down from Turbo's and kind of in that area. So everybody will want to come and check that out, because it's going to be a really nice place. Red Cross Blood Drive will be happening on Wednesday, August the 23rd from 11 to 5:15 at the Civic Center. So put that on your calendar. And then Main Street's doing a couple of cash mobs this month. one on the 17th and one on the 23rd. They're both going to be at noon. And basically what happens is we all gather at noon at the CNB parking lot, Community National Bank's parking lot on Penn Avenue. And then we're given some hints about where we're going to go. And then we all basically walk together as a group, kind of a mob, and we walk into the store, and we're committed to do a little bit of shopping. I think the commitment is maybe a minimum of $10, and it really helps boost the sales for a store, get those cash registers ringing, and sometimes it takes you into a store that you might not otherwise have been in. So sometimes we live in Independence, we drive through downtown, and we forget to stop and get out and just enjoy all of the retail business that's there. So
get out of your rut and try something new.
Yeah. So Cash Mob again at noon on the 17th and the 23rd. Mark that on your calendar. Glow in the dark miniature golf is going to be on Friday, the 25th of August from 9 to midnight. Mark that on your calendar. If you haven't done that this summer season, if the weather cooperates and it continues to get nicer as we progress, you've got August, September, and October. So you only have three more chances to take in glow in the dark miniature golf. And they do it up right out there. It's something cool. It's something fun to see. Even if you don't end up playing, go get some ice cream, drive around, and just watch, because it's pretty cool. It's $5 to play, and they have other activities planned that night as well. So we have a science center in Independence. It's called the Independence Science and Technology Center. It's at 125 South Penn Avenue, and they have lots of activities going on at the science center. You can like their Facebook page and see what all they have going on. But they have the Science of Perception, and it's being presented by Paul Porter. It's a part of their speaker series, and it's going to be Saturday, August the 26th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows about that, and they also know that we have a science center, and they like their Facebook page so they can go and see things that are happening. And that is another fun place to go and to get out of the heat, and it's family friendly. It's for all ages, very engaging for adults, so it's a great place to go. I talked about the Pirate Booster Club meeting this Wednesday, but I also want to say that we're going to have our first home football game. The Pirates are taking on Iowa Central on the 26th. That's a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So put that on your calendar. It'll be a fun day of fall. Well, not really fall, but day of football. And still in the summer. But anyway, it's always fun. I'm always excited when football season gets here. When we were out taking the bus tour, we drove by the college campus, and all the football players were out actually and enjoying some probably some practice time when it wasn't excruciatingly hot. And it's always just fun to see them all get back on the campus. They're out there practicing, and then they'll be on the turf at Schulte Stadium before we know it playing some football.
Yeah, so, coming back to life here.
I know. We also are going to have downtown movie night that evening, so no conflict. Football in the afternoon, movie night in the evening. It's going to be in the parking lot of Community National Bank, and it's being sponsored by Berean Christian Mission Center and the Hub Church, and everything will be free down there. We're going to have face painting. The movie, the cinemas have donated movie popcorn. We'll have popsicles. We'll have bottled water. Logan Null is going to be doing balloon animals that night downtown. The library's coming down to do an activity. The fire department will be there for fire hose bowling, and I'm working on a few other things too. I think Main Street will be down there with, they have Plinko and Connect Four. I think they have some street games that they will have, and so be a fun night. So pre-show activities are just an hour long, from 7 to 8, and then the movie starts at 8 o'clock, and it's The Minions, The Rise of Gru. And we will actually have two Minions down there, and you can get your picture taken with the Minions. So be a lot of fun.
Hey, there you go.
We've been out in the park, you know, since COVID, so it's fun to get back downtown to our original location and just be a part of the downtown. Let's see, Business After Hours is coming up the end of the month on Thursday, August the 31st at 5 o'clock. It's going to be at Indie Brew Works, 223 West Main. So mark that on your calendar. I will continue to talk about that every single week until we get there. And then the last couple things I want to plug would be the 16th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale and Citywide Rummage Sales. That'll be Friday, September the 8th, and Saturday, September the 9th. And if you are wanting to get a free permit, you'll be able to get one of those at the Chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue. And I'm willing to bet we're ready to go tomorrow. So from tomorrow on, you can get your city permit and get signed up. And if you get your sale signed up by Friday, September the 1st, you'll be on the citywide map that we print like 1,500 of those. We have people in from Colorado and Texas and everywhere. They're coming in for this sale. They travel along that 100-mile route, and they will gladly take some things off of your hands. So if you want to have a sale, be sure and come to the Chamber again at 616 North Penn Avenue and get signed up. The deadline is Friday, September the 1st to be on the map. It's not the deadline to get a permit, but it's the deadline to get the map. And if you want to know why, it's because the next Monday is a holiday. And so we only have Tuesday, Wednesday, and then people start calling, are the maps ready? And we have 100 people on this map. So it's a big undertaking that the county actually helps us with. Ann Miller is wonderful and helps us with the map, but we got to cut it off somewhere. And then lastly, September the 16th, the Optimist Club will be having their pancake fundraiser, and Chris Cakes is coming in. They have held the world record for the most pancakes flipped in an hour. And so I likened it to Lambert's Throne Rolls. Over in the Branson area.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yep.
Yeah, so you want bread, they throw it at you. Well, if you want pancakes, you have to hold your plate, and they flip them up in the air, and then you have to run and catch the pancakes on the...
Hope they don't slide out.
Yeah, catch the pancakes. There's a lot of pancakes on the floor.
There are.
But they will bring a lot of batter, so no worries. It's from 8 to 11 that morning, and tickets are $10. And again, it's a fundraiser, so it's a lot of fun, and it's important that we support the Optimist Club because they support the youth of our community. So we want to make sure that they have a good turnout for that. So I think that's it.
Okay, James. That's very good. Well, a lot of activities as we kind of cruise near the end of summer. We're going to, like I say, squeeze those last drops of summer out. I'm all about making the most of it.
That's right. Lots to do.
Okay. All right. Well, Lisa Wilson, appreciate you coming by as always, and look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thank you.
All righty. And hey, we got a early bird edition of Open Line that is up next here on KGGF.